IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. While many believe Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden is hiding in western Pakistan along the Afghanistan border, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari does not. On NBC's Meet the Press, he repeated his belief that the terrorist leader is dead.
You all have been there for 8 years, you tell me. You lost him in Tora Bora, I didn't. I was in prison.
NASA is eagerly awaiting tomorrow's planned launch of Shuttle Atlantis on the final trip to the Hubble Space Telescope. The forecast is calling for near-perfect weather. The 19-year-old Hubble needs new batteries and other equipment that NASA hopes will keep it operating for another 5 to 10 years. Chrysler officials are hinting that a 2-week unpaid furlough announced for salaried workers may not be necessary. Chrysler told employees the demand on employees to close the deal with Fiat makes it difficult to implement unpaid leave. Company officials also believe they can produce enough cost savings to avoid the furloughs during the next 9 weeks. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Well, my name is Michael DeLozier. We live in West Georgia. I've been with Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for the past 3 months. I love that the Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has some credibility because I find that people are asking me, how can I get there? And I thought, wow, if all these people want to actually build a business and they're all coming in through Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I thought, well, this is really great. I got to do it. And the Lord blessed it, and it's just been wonderful. With Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, I make a friend and a business partner. I want to build a business that I can minister to my family and I can minister to others and have some flexibility to go on missions trips. It's just a great program. It's really been a blessing to me. It's been fun. It's brilliant. The way it's all put together, especially with the credibility there. If you enjoy people and giving people an opportunity to change their life, then why wouldn't you like this?
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
Firefighters are finally getting an upper hand on a wildfire near Santa Barbara, California, that has destroyed or damaged more than 80 homes. As we hear from Lou Stowers, one homeowner was able to tour the devastated area.
Chris Iverson was in disbelief as he walked his dog along narrow and winding tunnel road.
I think it's devastation. It's devastating for some families. It's devastating for the families that didn't lose their homes, too.
Iverson said he knows the onshore weather flow will help firefighters.
Feel that cool breeze right now? It's coming off the ocean. It's very reassuring.
Top representatives of the healthcare industry plan to offer $2 trillion in cost reductions over 10 years in a bid to help pass President Obama's health overhaul. Industry officials plan to be at the White House tomorrow to present the offer. The National Guard is helping residents in West Virginia's southern coalfields recover from weekend flooding. The governor activated 300 Guard troops today, on top of the 30 he called up a day before when he declared a state of emergency for 5 counties. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
That number is 800-567-5598. Call for your special offer. 800-567-5598. 800-567-5598.
Global health experts say they are worried that swine flu and avian flu could merge. Researchers say the swine flu virus seems to be able to pick up other genes. Priscilla Huff reports.
Global health experts are warning the H1N1 virus, commonly called swine flu, needs to be carefully watched. It appears that swine flu is easily spread from human to human, but it's far less deadly than avian flu, which kills nearly 60% of people infected, although it is harder to get infected with avian flu. While some think the current swine flu epidemic has been blown out of proportion, researchers are trying to find a way to look at the implications of a part swine, part avian influenza virus. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Even if you're on the do not call list, you may still have received one of those computerized calls telling you that your car warranty is about to expire, whether or not you own a car. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says it's a form of harassment that should be the subject of a federal investigation. Major League Baseball did its part on Mother's Day to fight breast cancer. It helped raise awareness about the disease and raise money for the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Players around the league continue the tradition of using pink bats and wearing pink armbands. All home teams had an honorary bat girl who was chosen in recognition for her part in the fight against breast cancer. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Do you owe too much money on your credit cards? Do you have over $12,000 in debt and don't know how you'll pay it off? I have a proven program that can help solve your debt problems. I'm Ted Brower, founder of Debt Settlement USA. Credit card debt can cause serious financial hardship, especially if you have loss of income, you're going through a divorce, or you have costly medical bills. Before things get worse, call Debt Settlement USA. We'll show you how to get rid of your debt faster than you think, without bankruptcy, and without taking out another loan. Just call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. Your call is confidential, and there's no obligation.
Call 866-614-7722. If you have over $12,000 in credit card bills, find out how Debt Settlement USA can help you. Not available in all states. Call 866-614-7722. That's 866-614-7722.
Here's a CRN program reminder. Listen to Bonnie Churchill Presents, Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Bonnie brings some of today's hottest celebrities right into your living room. That's Bonnie Churchill Presents, Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. That appeals to the heart.
That's entertainment. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Drew from Celebrity Rehab and Loveline, and you are listening to Recovery Radio Live, and they will share with you two very important words that really are the most powerful words in recovery. Me too.
Hey, this is Mickey Six. You're listening to Recovery Radio Live.
Sure hope you do, because we're feeling pretty damn good right here on Recovery Radio Live. You're on air, 12-step open meeting. Ricky Lee, I'm an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Indian Bob.
Indeed, and our beloved Dr. Mitch Wallach, co-owner, co-founder of Care, usually joins us, I believe, is out on a 911 emergency, or his wife, Dr. Amy, who owns Care with him here in South Florida. Maybe that's the 911 emergency. You're not doing that damn radio show today. It's Mother's Day. Forget it. Anyway, hey, maybe he'll check in. You never know. Anyway, hey, your show, all right? You got a problem with drugs, alcohol, whatever the addiction may be, gambling, sex, you know, your show. 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. You're in recovery. I don't care if you got 3 minutes or 3 days or 30 years. Your show, too. 888-SOBER-56. Or, hey, you got a family member, a loved one, someone that you really care about that's doing themselves in, killing themselves through the disease of addiction. You know, we're here to talk about that, too. And you call us. 888-SOBER-56. We're not gurus. We're not here preaching. You know, Bob, we're just here trying to carry the message of 12-step recovery. Those who are still sick and suffering, those who want to talk about this thing. So I'd say happy Mother's Day to you. Oh, you know, we got to bring our boy Phil on. I can't forget about Phil, Treatment USA, our webmaster extraordinaire, and so much else. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Ricky? Good, Ricky. How are you?
Good. That's Phil Alcoholic, correct?
Still an alcoholic.
All right. Well, yeah, three drunks on the radio talking about recovery. All right? And a happy Mother's Day to you and yours.
Oh, thank you. And happy Mother's Day to you, too. You too, go. Bob.
That's
well,
it.
Well, thank you.
All right. So the website, man, just built this thing, you know, redesigned this thing for us, Recover Radio Live, buddy. And tell people that, you know, we're in the year 2009, you know, socially networking, you know, 12-step recovery worldwide, as we are coast-to-coast here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 1, every Sunday night, 11 to midnight, also worldwide, recoveryradiolive.com. Phil, take it away, buddy.
Yeah, we just want to encourage everybody to follow us throughout the week and even tonight on www.recoveryradiolive.com. There you can follow us on our Twitter, our MySpace, our Facebook, and you can stream live, listen live at recoveryradiolive.com.
And Dr. Mitch, we're here. Okay, God bless the man. He's been doctoring, you know, you sick and suffering people, and those like ourselves, for over 40-some years. He calls it tweaking.
Tweaking.
Instead of tweeting, right? Even Dr. Mitch is on Twitter and tweaking and whatnot. All right. So, hey, what'd you do for your mom today, Phil? Mother's Day.
You know, I sent out a gift. I went ahead and ordered it online. She's back home in Oklahoma. Had it shipped to her. Naturally, it didn't show up on time. It's now I've looked it up and tracked it. It's supposed to arrive tomorrow, of course. But I did call her, and she knows there's a gift en route.
And she's proud of you, of course. You're coming up on what, 4 years, right, buddy?
That's right. It's just over 4 years.
Good for you. Oh, you had your four.
Yeah. Back in February.
And we just went to see the man speak.
Yeah, he's got the same anniversary month as I do.
Oh, he do?
Yeah,
okay.
That's how I know.
You're February.
Yeah.
7 years, Indian Bob.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do for mommy on Mommy's Day?
Well, my mom's
now that you're sober, you can do. Now that you're sober, you can do something nice.
I called her up. I sent up a card and a gift certificate for her so she can go out and do her own little thing with it. But my sister got her a gazebo for her backyard.
Ooh. Gift on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I was like, don't forget, Shelly, Father's Day's next month.
There we go. All right. Well, you know, the great thing is being sober and being able to have that relationship. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about a little bit, Recovery Radio Live. 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56, even if you're wasted, okay, give us a call, all right? And you can manage to make sense, and we'll try to help you and make some sense with you, too, try and get you the help that you need, at least start the process of talking about helping you get into recovery. But, you know, I didn't get a chance to see Mom today, but I did talk to her, and I told her what a great mom she is, you know, because, you know, when I was six, long story short, which... Don't laugh at me. You guys are going to laugh at me. I know, right? But seriously,
no.
When I was six, you know, my father was a pretty bad guy. He was one of us, okay? I won't say he was a bad guy, but he did a lot of rotten crap. And, you know, I just thanked her for having the courage to be able to, as I was looking back on that time of my life, to be able to walk away and you know, give us a good, safe home to grow up in, even though I got into all the crazy stuff that I did. And, you know, she appreciated that. So I'm going to take her to lunch sometime this week. So big shout to my mom. All right? Big love to you, Phyllis.
The cool part about that is that we get to discover that our moms did everything they possibly could, you know? We get to see that today.
I know my mom did until she got just so fed up I wasn't allowed in the house, you know? Like, she didn't know what I was doing, you know what I mean? How about you, Phil? Did your mom know what you were doing, man?
Well, you know what? I think moms always know that, and my mom for sure did. And the way my mother would know is the phone calls would actually stop. I wouldn't call anymore. So it was almost like an intuition thing.
My mom always knew by the newspaper articles.
Oh, is that picture of the post office?
Yeah, that's
with
all.
The picture of the post office. There's my boy. Yeah. So proud of him.
Yeah.
You know,
she always knew.
Yeah. Well, my mom was 19 when she had me, man. So she, you know, was kind of a child of the 60s, if you will. And, you know, like I could go out and do blow and, you know, be up all night and stuff like that and talk to her on the phone all wired out and she didn't know or would see my face. You know, because I was just so, you know, deceptive and able to hide it from everybody. Not, you know, and thank God that, you know, it sounds like we're on the same boat and so many other mothers out there, people that we've gotten to know over the years in the program that, you know, hey, they love us. But, you know, it comes down to us being able to make that move. You know, I had a good friend of mine today, unfortunately, relapsed. I took this guy to his first AA meeting 10 years ago, and he had a year and a half under his belt and called me on the way home, was up all night. You know, I've been going through a lot of crap lately and had to go home, deal with his wife, the whole bit. Happy Mother's Day, right?
Mm.
Okay. And, you know, the pain in his voice and all that stuff. Relapse. Seeing a lot of that during this time. Bob, your first time around, and I want to get to you, Phil, and taking calls at 888-SOBER-56. 888-SOBER-56 here on CRN. Digital talk radio every Sunday night, 11 to midnight. It's Recovery Radio Live. You didn't get it the first time, right?
No, not even close. I don't think I really wanted to get it, and I think that was my biggest problem. And even this time, I didn't want to get it. I was just trying to do the same thing I always did, and that was appease a judge and the sentence that they gave me. And I figured once I did that, I was going to go about my business.
So what was the final turning point, basically, briefly, you know, where you were in and out of the program for a bit, and then you got sober?
Quite a bit, yeah.
How many times? Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't even tell you. At least a dozen.
Really?
Yeah. I spent from the age of 11, 1971, till 2002 in and out, and I finally got sober in 2002.
Really? How about you, Phil?
Well, I got it on my first shot, but, you know, I don't hold with that on anything. I think I got here at a late enough age. You know, you hear in this 12-step programs, I'm a one white chipper, and even though I fall into that category, I still don't really hold any value to that statement because I got here when I was almost 31 years old. You know, had I been introduced to a 12-step program years before, I'd have multiple keys.
And there we go. The wonders of modern technology. He's gone. I'm going to pick up on what he was talking about because, you know, it wasn't until I moved here to South Florida, because this is the seventh city I've lived in over 20 years since I got sober, that I heard that term, white chip wonder. And it feels like kind of a derogatory term, like, you know, you're an anomaly, you know, or something wrong with
yeah,
you, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you know, and I don't judge anybody who's been back out, in and out and stuff like that, because, you know, I had to have every drink, every drug, every consequence that I went through all the years that I did what I was doing, you know, to be able to hit that last bottom where I was able to say enough and get this this gift that God gave me of sobriety.
Yeah, and I think you nail it right there. You were just at that point of desperation. And regardless of how many times I tried this thing, this was the time that I was at that point of desperation that I actually wanted to change, and I was willing to do something about what was wrong with me. I listened, and I heard for once what was truly wrong with me. You know?
Right. Phil, you with us, buddy?
I think so.
Okay. Go ahead, man. Jump in. Jump
a little
in.
Confusing there. I had a bad reception, huh?
That's okay. Hey, we're in the state of Florida. You know, we don't have those problems here, man.
So I know what, man. I'm sitting here beachside and on in Florida, and geez, it couldn't get any worse than this, huh?
Yeah, no, terrible. Yeah, for all the people listening to us, like in the Midwest and you know certain parts of the country where you know they're looking at dirt, you know, or tornadoes or whatever, you know, in climate weather. But anyway, going back to the white chip wonder thing. You know, you were yeah. you were on that path. You know, basically, what I shared if you lost us for a sec is you know, look, you know, it took what it took for me to get here, for you to get here, Bob, and you know, the millions of people who are in 12-step recovery around the world. And mm-hmm. you know, and thank right. God that you know, I never as my sponsor, Bob's grand sponsor, always says he's you know when an alcoholic is hit bottom when they stop digging. You know, fortunately for me, it was the first time, but you know, it is what it is. Go ahead, buddy, and then we're gonna go to Janie, who's just calling in.
Real briefly, the thing on that is, you know, there's hope for people. If you want to get this on your first shot, simple, just do the work, you know, that they're suggesting in the 12-step program. Get a sponsor, go to meetings, work the steps.
And don't drink or use no matter what.
Right. If you don't drink, you won't get drunk.
Exactly. You can't get drunk if you don't pick up the first drink. Let's bring in Janie from Palm Beach, Florida. Sobriety date, March 17th, 1996. Good for her. Just celebrated 13 years. Janie, welcome to Recovery Radio Live. What's up, girl?
Hey, how are you?
All right, good to hear you, hon. How you doing?
Good. Just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
There you go.
And I'm yours as well. You?
Well, you know, we're happy guys tonight. You know, Phil's on vacation. He had to leave, you know, Delray, Florida, to go up north to another part of Florida, and you know, we're all hanging out at the beach and doing things today. So you know, it's a rough life. We're rubbing it in to all the people listening to us. You know, who are like not in cool places.
Right.
We're trying to recover radio live, creating resentments one day at a time. Janie, we were talking about relapse, huh? I don't know if you heard that. Did you get this the first time, or what was your experience?
Well, by the grace of God, I've gone through a couple events, and I have not found the desire. I've had the desire, but I have not picked up a drink or a drug. And actually, if I can, you were... The way that you and I first met, you were kind enough one night to sit with a complete stranger after a meeting on Christmas Eve and basically talk me down from the ledge for 4 hours. And to that, I owe an eternal amount of gratitude.
Well,
and I've mentioned that to you several times, and that was a huge turning point in my life. When I got sober, I was on a business trip in New York, and I got sober on St. Patrick's Day, and I went back to Atlanta where I was living and got a really great home group, an incredible sponsor. And I don't know, I just followed everything she said. And because I wanted this, so I wanted sobriety so bad, and I wanted to stop killing myself and hurting so much. And I just, I did what she did, and I just put 1 hour at a time and 1 day at a time, and that's how it is. And, you know, I don't really look at the numbers and stuff and say I've got this amount of time. It's a 1 day at a time program, and that's how I stay focused on just being honest and try and stay in the middle of the bed and stay right with God and or my higher power and, you know, try to go to a meeting every day and call my sponsor and hit my knees and help another alcoholic.
You know, you can hear the pieces, and by the way, thanks for the kind words, but, you know, as you well know, you've been sober for a long time. You know, got Phil C. from Treatment USA on here with us, and my buddy Indy and Bob, Ricky Lee, your host, Recover Radio Live, 888-SOBER-56, talking to Janie in Palm Beach Garden. We're going to come back with her in a second, talk more about relapse. You need some help, 888-SOBER-56, give us a ring.
This is a message for Medicare folks using diabetic testing supplies. Ever notice how fast you go through your testing supplies? We're America's Health Products with some good news for you. To make your life easier, we'll get your testing supplies at little or no cost, shipped directly to your home free, guaranteed. Medicare members call 1-800-870-3187. Say goodbye to monthly refills. You'll get a full 90-day supply. No more bad weather, high gas costs, or rushing to the drugstore. Call 1-800-870-3187 for your diabetic testing supplies at little or no cost, always with free shipping guaranteed. Medicare members, pick up that phone and give us a call right now. We'll get your testing supplies with free shipping guaranteed right to your home. Stay healthy. Go with the puppy.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 866-994-4646. 866-994-4646. Call Credit Card Relief now. 866-994-4646.
He's come a long way since then. Here's what Ricky Lee sounded like in 1984. And here he is in 2009. Well, at least he sobered up. You're listening to Recovery Radio Live with Ricky Lee and company.
All right, Ricky Lee, Recovery Radio Live. You're on air, 12-step open meeting. And that would be Ricky Lee, as in I'm an alcoholic. Thank you very much.
And I'm an alcoholic. My name is Indian Dog.
We said that so effortlessly, man.
Mm.
You know, we've been doing it for a lot of years, I guess so, right? Mm. Well, that's a key part of it, you know, accepting that, you know, we are, all right? You know,
that took me a little while.
Yeah, I get it. Well, it took what it took. You know, I used to say, you know, I got sober when I was supposed to get sober, like I said earlier in the show, every drink, every consequence. But, you know, just like coming to believe, you know, I say sometimes, you know, I had that Bill Wilson type of experience, you know, to find that higher power. But, you know, hey, look, it took me all the first 29 years of my life till I got sober to be able to find that, this program. Actually, you know, this program, then that, because, you know, one happened after the other. And, you know, bam, here we are.
Yeah,
know?
Well, I think people who pick up a white chip and stick around give people hope that they can pay attention to that one saying you hear all the time, that relapse is not a necessity.
It just it's not a part, yeah. Right. Well, yeah. That's that rehab BS that's going on out there, you know, so, you know, God knows, you know, we've got a ton of rehabs around the country and even across the seas. You know, we got a Twitter from someplace in Spain.
In Spain,
past
yeah.
Week. You know, we've gotten letters from 120-plus countries, you know, thank God. But, you know, that you know, rehab is a part of recovery. You don't have to go to rehab to get sober, and you don't have to relapse, you know, necessarily to find, you know, true sobriety. Some people have to, okay? You know, some people have to go back out and keep digging and do more research. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the case. And there are many who don't make it back, as you know.
Right.
You know?
I wouldn't change that part of me, though.
Let's bring Janie back on, okay? Janie.
Hey, what's up?
Sobriety, okay? Recovery,
uh-huh.
Relapse, you've been sober 13 years. All right, mm-hmm. Once again, by the way, Recover Radio Live, 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. We're on every Sunday night, 11 to midnight, live than live, worldwide, all right, through the country, through CRN, Digital Talk Radio, and also recoveryradiolive.com. And thanks to our buddy Phil at Treatment USA, who built that beautiful website, and one of our boys, part of the crew here at Recover Radio Live. We Twitter, we Facebook, All right, we tweet or whatever.
We tweet, we twitch.
MySpace, okay, all right, and all that good stuff. Janie,
yes, you've heard
this expression again. You know, when you've been sober as long as you have, you know, you hear a lot of stuff in the rooms, you know, over and over again. All right, you've heard the expression that, you know, relapse, and I think a lot of this is generated from folks who come in, you know, through rehabs. I think that that's some rehabs just trying to generate continual business, you know, that it's okay to relapse, all right, but relapse is not a part of recovery. Your experience.
You know, I have to be honest. I heard that in a meeting once, and I just about almost fell off my seat. And I asked the girl after the meeting, I said, where did you hear that? And she said, oh, in my treatment center. And I said, that is absolutely false. You do not have to relapse to be part of recovery. And, you know, I don't make any bones about it. It's by the grace of God that I'm sober today. And I try and live in a one-day-at-a-time program, and I focus on tomorrow or focus on the past and just really count my blessings for today. And by the grace of God, I'm sober today, and that's all I can say. And I'll get on my knees tonight before I go to bed and thank God for helping me stay sober and wake up in the morning and ask him to help me stay sober for yet another day.
Well,
and that's
all I can... Go ahead, Jenny. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's all that I... That's what I tell my sponsees and my grand sponsees, because that's what my sponsor and the women before her has told her and suggested to her. And this is a life or death program. This is a program not for people that want it, but it's for people that need it, or vice versa. I'm sorry, not for people that need it, but people that want it. And that's the thing. It's just that there's so many of us that are in here, and so many of us that go out and don't make it back. And I remember one day I was talking to Jennifer when I first got sober, and she said, make sure you've got a nice black dress because you're going to go to a lot more funerals and a lot more weddings. And that's always stuck with me. And it's really sad.
And that's been the case, because I'm sure you've seen people or had people that you've known well over the 13 years you've been sober that didn't make it, you know, went back out, didn't make it back in, or, you know, just straight died from addiction,
mm-hmm.
from drugs, alcohol, whatever, right?
Absolutely. And the one thing that I've learned, and I, without making this sound selfish, when I hear someone goes out and by the grace of God they do make it back, I just simply say, but for the grace go I. Because it can be very easily, it could have been me that went out. But it just reminds me that it's not much better there. And I love the advertising community because they like to make all those beautiful commercials, well as sexy, beautiful women and men, and how liquor looks so appealing. And sure, sometimes I would just like to say, you know what, you know, forget this and just go out. But you know what, I stop and I pause and I count to 10, and I know that a drink or anything else is not going to make the situation any better. And I like my life now, and there's been a lot of problems and a lot of situations, especially with gambling, that I haven't gambled in almost 2 years now. I'm clean from that. And
congrats on that.
But the one thing, thank you so much. And the one thing, though, is I just know that if I pick up a drink or a drug, that I have no chances anymore. And I'm going to give up everything. And, you know, I got really involved in service work. I got really involved with the young people in Atlanta and also throughout the country and several committees and councils. And ICIPA, which is the International Conference of Young People, the 51st ICIPA is coming up in May, May 21st to 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's just amazing, and it's, as they call it, is an experience not to be missed. And, you know, I never knew that I could have a great life and be happy, joyous, and free sober, and I have met so many thousands of people throughout the country and the world that are sober and have amazing lives, and families have been restored, and friendships and relationships, and just people have been restored back to sanity, and just really been part of that, you know, been brought back to living a great life.
All right.
And
hey, Janie, I hate to cut you off there, as you can hear. My man Afro Man is talking about smoking it up as we try to play some songs to bring back what it was like, what happened, what it's like now, but we'll hang you through the break. You want to hang on some more because you talk about a bunch of good stuff. My man, Indian Bob, Ricky Lee, yours truly, Recovery Radio Live, 888-SOBER-56.
I was gonna go to class before I got high. Come on, y'all. Check it out.
The radio channel. Care. That's C-A-R-E. Your host, Ricky Lee, on Recovery Radio Live, talking to you about one of the finest rehab facilities in America, providing holistic treatment for all addictive diseases, including drugs and alcohol, gambling, eating disorders, and other process addictions such as porno, compulsive lying, etc. Counselors certified and or licensed individuals with many years of experience. How about at least a decade plus? 12-step community patients receive up to 8 individual sessions a week. Structured apartment-style living for those patients who require 24/7 supervision, like I did, provide a full continuum of care. Special attention and tracks exist for the duly diagnosed and forensic clients involved in the court system. CARE's goal, not only help you stop your addiction, that's a prerequisite, but to return you to a quality sober life. CareFlorida.com. Check it out. Call Dr. Mitch, 866-494-0866, 866-494-0866, or go to CareFlorida.com.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee, host and program director of Recover Radio Live, with something very important that I need to share with you, so please listen carefully. It's courageous radio stations like this one that carry our show, Recover Radio Live, that need your advertising dollars to pay the bills to be able to bring you our show, just like your home group does to keep your favorite meeting alive. So if you have a business or someone you know does, you need to put money where your heart is, advertise on this station. Our listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the radio shows that they love. So if you or someone close to you has a business, any kind of business, car dealer, coffee shop, Recover Radio Live is heard in all 50 states and over 120 countries worldwide, on air and or online, at great stations like you're listening to right now. So if you want to grow your business on air and or online, advertise on this station and or with us online. If you're a listener, of course, do business with businesses that advertise on Recover Radio Live and on others on this station. For more information on how you can buy ads on this station, including our show, 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. Thank you so much. We love you, and we are so grateful for your support for Recover Radio Live.
Exploding packages. No, I don't mean hidden bombs going off. I'm talking about the good kind of exploding packages. Every gift has some kind of explosive power in the joy of the recipient. Most gifts just have a little pop. Ooh, how great, just what I wanted. Here's a gift that will shake the emotional foundations of the one who gets it. He or she will explode with joy when they open that strange flat box and discover a newspaper in excellent shape, beautifully presented, from the date he was born, the date she was married. Historic Newspaper Archives will provide a newspaper for any date back to 1880, only $59. Call 800-221-3221, 800-221-3221. That burst of joy you'll hear is going to be worth many times the cost of $59. Call 800-221-3221, 800-221-3221.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-315-2424. 1-800-315-2424. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-315-2424.
But the biggest one is the cocaine. No! There they go. There you go. Cocaine, Jack. You say cocaine, man. They give it, yeah, people say, yeah. Sure, I'll do a few lines. And I said to a guy, I said, tell me, you know, what is it about cocaine that makes it so wonderful? And the guy said, well, it intensifies your personality. And I said, yes, but what if you're an asshole?
Recovery Radio Live sounds like this.
This is Todd British.
Hi, this is Chuck Negron.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Mark Lundholm.
Hey, it's Nikki Six.
What's up, everybody? This is Mr. DJ with Ricky Lee and Company on Recovery Radio Live. 12 steps for everybody. Meeting time. I'm so tired, let me try it again. 'Cause my heart's
Recover Radio Live, your on-air 12-step open meeting. Ricky Lee, alcoholic.
Indian Bob, alcoholic.
All right, and you haven't listened to the show before? Oh, you got Phil. We got Phil back on. What's up there, Phil
I'm
C?
I'm Phil C. I'm an alcoholic, by God.
There you go. My man, Phil C., Treatment USA. Hey, you're sick and suffering from this dreaded disease of addiction, alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, eating disorders, over 200 plus known addictions that 12-Step Recovery deals with now. This is your show, 888-SOBER-56. So you're out there, been up for 3 days, standing by the blinds, you know, and you hear the following. What is it, Bob?
They're here.
I think we've been there before, right, Phil?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, too many times.
There you go. Hey, this is your show, seriously. 888-SOBER-56. 888-SOBER-56. We're here every Sunday night on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 1, or via the internet, recoveryradiolive.com. Right, Phil?
That's right, recoveryradiolive.com.
And Twitter and Facebook. Get into it, buddy. Tell them how they can reach us.
If you log into recoveryradiolive.com, you can follow us on any of the social networks, Facebook, follow us on MySpace, follow us on Twitter, and even listen to us live streaming anywhere in the world on www.recoveryradiolive.com.
There you go. And email us. You got somebody in your life, just got one before the show. Bob and I were checking out. They prefer to remain anonymous, but mom, whose son is in jail, he was a doctor, and he's looking at 10 years. And, you know, Bob, of course, you know, you... you know, I too, you know, but you a lot longer than me had the unfortunate experience of having to go through that and be incarcerated as a direct result of this disease. And so you're going to write a letter to this guy and correspond with him, and you're going to get a couple other people to do that too as well, you know. And Phil, you let me know about that rehab in Spain we mentioned earlier. What's the name of this place? It's Rehab in Spain?
Yes, Rehab in Spain. They're following us on Twitter. Just wanted to give a shout out to them. I've been doing some tweeting. Or as Dr. Mitch would call it, tweaking.
That's it. All right.
He'll never live that down.
There you go. You know, amazing world, the viral world, the internet world, as far as 12-step recovery. You know, I know when I got sober back in 1989, man, we didn't have the internet, you know. It's just like, hey, you know, I need help and, you know, got into rehab and so forth. But, you know, you got Treatment USA real quick. Go ahead, tell people what you're doing there. You're helping people get into rehab through what you do when you're not here doing your thing with us at Recover Radio Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's treatmentusa.com. It's got over 16,000 facilities listed nationwide in all 50 states. Simply log on to treatmentusa.com. You can find a facility locally, or you can simply fill out the form, and we'll help you from there.
There you go. And great work, Phil. I know you've helped a bunch of people. So, you know, you're listening to this right now. You got a son or a daughter, a loved one, or it's you, okay, that is scared. You know, has hit that point, as it says in the big book, incomprehensible demoralization. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, okay? You know, you've been hanging out at the casino one too many times. You've blown your rent money, whatever the case, you think you need help. 888-SOBER-56, recoveryradiolive.com, treatmentusa.com, and a big shout to Dr. Mitch Wallach and his beloved wife, Dr. Amy, and Dr. Sue, the co-owners and great sponsors for Recover Radio Live since day one here. You know, I had my happy Mother's Day to all you moms who are in recovery, or maybe have someone in your life that isn't, that needs it. You know, call us 888-SOBER-56 every Sunday night here, Recover Radio Live, 11 to midnight on CRN Digital Talk Radio, or via the internet on recoveryradiolive.com. You know, I had my mom on the show about a year ago. I don't know if you were on that weekend with us, Bob, but, you know, she came on and started talking about some of the stuff that I put her through. You know, my mom... like me, like you, Phil, all of us, you know, we get sober. Now, she's not, but, you know, she's a normie who doesn't have a problem with honesty. And she started peeling it back on some of the stuff I did, man. I had tears in my eyes, you know, because, you know, even to this day, you know, even through all the hard work we do, and my mom is very self-aware and you know, a lady who's, you know, lives a good life and has a good heart. But, you know, they're scars that, you know, we left on our moms. And, you know, I know I have, and, you know, sometimes her and I get together and we flash back to some of those times. And, you know, as grateful as she is and, you know, me being able to be sober for a while now, you know, some of that stuff still hurts. You know, do you find that, have Bob check in on this and you next, Phil? You know, is that the case with your mom? Do you ever find yourself, you know, talking about some of those times?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of it was about my prison time and the effect it had on people in my family, friends. She goes through it quite a bit, and she still hasn't let go. And I'm a little over 7 years sober, and she still remembers all of that.
Well, they never forget.
No.
Okay. But, you know, just, you know, I think a week or two ago, I was on the phone with my mom, and, you know, something came up that brought back, you know, a certain memory, and, you know, I could tell she was, you know, she was crying, you know. And, you know, I've been sober for 20 years now, okay? And, you know, a lot of good things have happened, you know, in my life, as is the case when we get into a 12-step recovery and you know, turn our lives around. Phil, how about you, man? You know, you're...
Well, you know, the interesting part is with my relationship and my mother, the things that tend to come up, and it's usually around my anniversary time, she always second-guesses herself, and I have to reassure her that she had nothing to do with it.
Right.
You know, she always wondered, you know, is there anything I could have done better? Is there something I did? I wonder, you know, she stays awake sometimes still wondering, because it's only been a couple of years, you know, and I have to reassure her that, no, it was my choices, it was my dishonesty, and, you know, I made all those choices, and I got the consequences. So she's just happier than can be to see me, you know, 4.5 years sober.
Well, I think the other key thing, too, obviously, is that, you know, they're going to see it through what we do. You know, one of my favorite sayings, and we all talk about this all the time, you know, what you do speaks so loud, I can't hear a thing you say. You know, how many times do we tell our mothers, you know, yeah, I'm okay, I'm fine, or, you know, I'm going to turn it around and all that stuff. And, you know, we wind up in jails, institutions, and all kinds of other crap, and the way we treat, you know, our moms and so forth, you know, back in the day. And then we go back out and do it over and over again, you know, and they are a part of our insanity, you know, and, you know, they're seeing us for what we are. And, you know, but then they get to see us in sobriety and in time that the relationships do get repaired, even though, you know, some of these deep scars do remain. You know, Phil, you've been sober for a while. You know, we all have now for years. And, you know, it's different now. You know, it's not like a, you know, top of the radar conversation every time we get on, you know, where she's living in fear, you know, that she's going to get that phone call. Hey, your son's dead. Okay.
Right.
You know, your son's in jail or, you know, crazy crap, Bob.
Yeah, and I think more importantly, the lines of communication are open. We're able to talk about the effects, and they feel free to talk. I mean, I know my mother doesn't have a problem talking to me about how she was affected by the things that I did, and our relationship has improved drastically because we can talk about them. There's pain, there's anger, there's hurt. I think for her, more often than not, it's not the things I did, it's the things that I said.
Right. Hey, we got Paulie calling in from Los Angeles, a.k.a. Wingnut. My man's 8 years sober. Hey, brother, what's going on, man? Welcome on to Recover Radio Live.
What's up, my brother from a different mother?
Hey, happy Mother's Day to you, man.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
All right, my favorite mother. Hey, we're happy guys, man. Hey,
that's a good thing.
Paulie,
it's a beautiful day.
What'd you do for your mom today, man? 8 years sober, living out in Studio City. An old
La La Land. What did we do for mom today? Well, we took her over to this design house in San Marino, which she loves to do, and, you know, bought her lunch and got to see all this fun stuff in this big, beautiful mansion. And then we went over and had some dinner over at my brother's house, and the family hung out, and we got her a little puppy.
Let's go back 8 years. All right, you got her a puppy. How cute is that?
You like
that,
yeah.
Puppy. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wasn't getting my mom any puppies when I was out there drinking and using. How about you guys?
Oh, hell no.
You know,
Get her a puppy when I was drinking and using? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember
I
somebody gave...
stealing the food the dog on the street was trying to eat.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember, I think I was like 21 or 22, and somebody gave me a puppy, and the first day I had the puppy, you know, I'd been on like a 2 or 3 day run, and the dog proceeded to... get away from me because, you know, I was a little drunk and a little high, so I wasn't exactly paying attention to the dog. And I had about 6 of my new neighbors come over and say, your dog bit my kid. Your dog crapped in my front yard. Okay, my front doorstep, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, drunk drug addict I am. What did I do? I got rid of the dog.
Yeah.
All right, because it was interfering with my drinking and drugging.
Yeah, you got a lot of
that. I don't mean to, you know, sound coarse or callous about it, but...
Yeah, hey, I think my biggest dilemma when I was drinking and using is I used to bring all the strays home. Then I couldn't figure out how to feed them, and then I got mad at them because they peed and pooped in the house.
Nice. Eight years ago, you got sober, buddy. All right?
Yeah.
You know, briefly, just tell us, because we're getting ready to go on a break, and we'll have you hang on, Paulie.
Okay.
You know, relationship with your mom... over 8 years ago when you were out drinking and drugging, and now 8 years plus since you got sober. What was it like?
She called the police on me. She wanted to have me arrested because she figured that would keep me alive, you know.
Bob's laughing. I got to tell you this real quick. Your mom is a former FBI agent, correct?
Yeah, she works for the FBI.
Pretty much.
Okay. No, I'm saying
from the IRA, though, from Ireland. You know,
no, my mom used to work for the FBI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what it's like, Bob. Yeah, no, my mom she wouldn't speak to me for 2 years after I got sober.
So she put you in jail?
Well, yeah. It was amazing. It was, and you know what? I thanked her for it. I apologized for my behavior, and I said, thank you. And then I had to think about it, and I had to get rid of the resentment, so I had to write a bunch about it, because I'm like, why am I thanking her? She had me arrested. It saved my life.
But you know what? You're a mom. You're listening to this. Or a dad. Doesn't have to be just Mother's Day, because this disease is 24/7, as we know. And you've got a loved one. You know, maybe it's your kid. Maybe it's your husband. You know, somebody key in your life that is sick and suffering from an addiction. And it's not like a big secret. You know, we don't exactly hide it too well. 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. You know, we're here for you 24/7. That's a 24/7 number. So after we get off the air, you leave us a message on the voicemail, or you want to hit us on recoveryradiolive.com and send us an email, and we could be of some help to somebody. You know, that's what we're here to do at Recover Radio Live. And, hey, Paulie, listen, your mom got you in jail. That was your last bottom. And now that was 8 years ago, all right? That definitely was huge that your mom intervened like that, right?
Oh, my God. And what she said to Colette today was, she goes, I haven't seen Paul this happy in years. And it just brought tears to my eyes, you know. And you go from one extreme to the other, and you get to share these moments in time. And you only get one opportunity to do these, you know what I mean? So the blessings and the gifts of the program of sobriety, of the 12 steps, of the traditions, God as we understand them, is just that. You get to have these precious moments to put inside of your bank of memories. Because, you know, when it gets to that far end of the life, all you really get are your memories when you're sitting on the porch in the rocker. So, yeah, it was a lovely thing.
Loud and clear. Hey, briefly before we go to break here in a few, because I feel it coming. I'm looking at the clock. 888-SOBER-56. You still got time to call in. Talking to my buddy, our buddy, Paulie from Los Angeles, 8 years sober. And a big hug and all to the moms who are in recovery, those who have sons and daughters that are out there killing themselves. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, whatever the case may be, you know, that's what we're here for. Talking 12-step recovery, we're able to be a, you know, a listening device, if we will, and share some experience, strength, and hope that we have. That you know, we have put the worries that our moms have had for us for so many years about getting that terrible phone call. Hey, you know, your son overdosed. Okay, you know, with last week we had I can't remember the gal's name. Sorry, from us, Northern California. That her daughter had 10 years clean. Okay, 43 years old, living up in Northern Cali, and she relapsed on heroin. Now she's living in a pickup truck in front of her boyfriend's house. You know, I mean, every day.
The sad part of the cunning, the baffling, the powerfulness of this disease. It's deadly.
Yeah, but once we get into recovery, we have that choice. You know?
Yes, we do. Bob, all about choice and about God. That's why I got my mom a dog. I said, reverse the lettering, Mom, and it spelled God. I said, well, there you go.
And how long has the dog been sober?
Well, it's a year old, so I don't think it, you know, it's had a drink yet.
There you go.
But living with Mom, it could have a drink. You never know.
There we go. Well, there's only 3,500 12-step meetings in Los Angeles County where you live per week. That's an astounding figure, man. 3,500
meetings
a week.
We could probably find a meeting for it, I'm
for
sure.
For alcoholics in Los Angeles County, where CRN is based. We're on every Sunday night, 11 to midnight here, Recover Radio Live. On CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Channel 1, or via the Internet, live stream, coast to coast, and around the world, recoveryradiolive.com. Briefly, before we go to break here in a sec, Bob, your mom, FBI agent, you know, she had you put in jail, right?
Well, she had me put in jail a couple times when I was younger. I got caught, actually, I was, I think, 16 years old with 5 quarts of beer on my 10 speed. I got chased by a couple of city motorcycle cops. They arrested me, and I was in the Morgan Street facility, and they called my mother, and she said, keep them.
That's like one of those Southwest commercials. Want to get away?
Yeah.
You want to get away? You're on your 10 speed.
With your Capital One card, use your frequent flyer miles. You want to get away?
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is I almost outran them.
But unlike the airline commercial, you know, for us it's want to get away. How about rehab?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, and thank God for that too, man. You know,
hey, you know what, Bob? It's funny you say that because the same thing happened to me at 15. I got arrested for curfew. And they called my mom and they said, I'll be down in the morning. Keep him.
Keep him, yeah.
You know, it's amazing, you know, that even though, you know, we all know each other and whatnot, that you know, you can talk to somebody you just meet in a room anywhere on the planet and can share the same experience, strength, and hope. Recover Radio Live, we're going to see you again in a sec. 888-SOBER-56, give us a call. You're suffering from an addiction, a loved one, your show. Recover Radio Live, 888-SOBER-56. See you in a sec.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee, host and program director of Recover Radio Live, with something very important that I need to share with you, so please listen carefully. It's courageous radio stations like this one that carry our show, Recover Radio Live, that need your advertising dollars to pay the bills to be able to bring you our show, just like your home group does to keep your favorite meeting alive. So if you have a business or someone you know does, you need to put money where your heart is, advertise on this station. Our listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the radio shows that they love. So if you or someone close to you has a business, any kind of business, car dealer, coffee shop, Recover Radio Live is heard in all 50 states and over 120 countries worldwide on air and or online. The great stations like you're listening to right now. So if you want to grow your business on air and or online, advertise on this station and or with us online. If you're a listener, of course, do business with businesses that advertise on Recover Radio Live and on others on this station. For more information on how you can buy ads on this station, including our show, 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. Thank you so much. We love you and we are so grateful for your support for Recover Radio Live.
Care, that's C-A-R-E. Your host, Ricky Lee, on Recovery Radio Live, talking to you about one of the finest rehab facilities in America, providing holistic treatment for all addictive diseases, including drugs and alcohol, gambling, eating disorders, and other process addictions such as porno, compulsive lying, etc. Counselors certified and or licensed individuals with many years of experience. How about at least a decade plus? 12-step community patients receive up to 8 individual sessions a week, structured apartment-style living for those patients who require 24/7 supervision, like I did, provide a full continuum of care. Special attention and tracks exist for the duly diagnosed and forensic clients involved in the court system. CARE's goal, not only help you stop your addiction, that's a prerequisite, but to return you to a quality sober life. CareFlorida.com. Check it out. Call Dr. Mitch, 866-494-0866, 866-494-0866, or go to CareFlorida.com.
Hey, this is Josh Todd from Buck Cherry. If you're trying, you're dying. Show up, make it a must, do the work, and your life will explode. We're keeping clean and sober with Ricky Lee at Recovery Radio Live.
Oh, I had a lot to say. Was thinking all my time away. I miss you when things weren't the same. 'Cause everything inside, it never comes out right. And when I see you cry, it makes me wanna die. I'm sorry I'm bad, I'm sorry I'm Bill, I'm sorry about all the things I said to you. And I know I can't take it back.
Alright. Recovery Radio Live, your on-air 12-step open meeting. Previous guest, Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, just celebrated 14 years of rock-solid sobriety back in November. This is Recovery Radio Live, your on-air 12-step open meeting. Ricky Lee, alcoholic.
Indian Bob, alcoholic.
I think we're still joined by our buddy Paulie, 8 years sober and strong out there in Los Angeles, California. Paulie, you still with us, buddy? All right.
I'm here.
All right. Oh, hey, I want to give a big shout to our buddy Jeff, who's producing the show and an exec producer out here in South Florida, our buddy Funkmaster B, Brendan Forsyth, all great people at CRN, CRN Digital Talk Radio, which carries Recover Radio Live every Sunday night, 11 to midnight, East Coast time, and that's 8 to 9 for you West Coasters and people in the Midwest. Well, you'll just have to figure it out. If you have a resentment, call 888-SOBER-56. We'll be glad to we'll be able to do what we can to handle this.
In the middle of the state. There you go, 9 to 10.
Absolutely.
We do not want to start.
I like that, so let them figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we want to start a resentment hotline. We'd need at least 10 numbers.
Well, you know, hey, listen, you know, we still got some bad...
No, we'll just start the resentment and pick it up again next week.
You know what it is? It's like, you know, you hear people in the rooms, you know, one of my least favorite sayings, you know, some alcoholics have way too much time to come up with just the craziest crap, you know, that, you know, when I got sober, I have to change everything. I'm like, you know what? I had not one redeeming quality about good redeeming, you know, redeeming quality about me, you know, when I got sober. No, man, you know, we're good people with a very sick disease. So, you know, look, you got to love when someone you care about that's sick and suffering from this disease. You know, you're listening to us right now, and you've been drinking, partying, gambling, whatever your addiction is, okay, eating disorder. You know, this is your show, Recover Radio Live, 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56, every Sunday night, 11 to midnight East, 8 to 9 West Coast, and online, recoveryradiolive.com. Big shout to our buddy Phil C., treatmentusa.com, who's part of the broadcast crew here, and built this wonderful website whereby we tweet. We Facebook. We MySpace.
Tweet. That's better than tweaking, I guess.
Or is
found out what tweet meant tonight.
Yeah, what's that? It means you're live at LAX.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live at LAX. Okay.
Hello.
All right. There you go. Hey,
hello.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we mute him until the plane passes? I'll tell you. You know, I lived for 11 of my 20 years as a sobriety. I lived in Los Angeles for 11 of those years. And, you know, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of amazing people that you meet in this program, but those 11 years I lived out there, like our buddy Paulie. All right. So anyway, hey Paulie, back to you, buddy. You know,
okay.
talking about Mother's Day and being able to turn this thing around once we get sober and so forth. You know, talk about that relationship now. What's maybe, you know, the greatest thing you're grateful for besides basically the same thing Bob, myself, and anybody who's gotten sober, that restoring that relationship with mom and other loved ones in your life. Go ahead.
The restoration
but
of
briefly,
that relationship
we gotta go to break.
Has just been amazing. It's a very comforting feeling to lay my head down and know that you know that my mom is still alive and that she's healthy. And
right.
That
hey,
I can pick up the Paulie, phone at any given time and she'll
Paulie,
answer it.
I hate to cut you off, buddy, but, you know, damn, this last break is so short, man. All
yeah.
right,
that was quick.
Hey, listen, lots of love to all you moms. Recover Radio Live back again next Sunday, 8 o'clock here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. God bless.
We have a nice way of closing. On the cloud outside, I'm drinking the night.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee, host and program director of Recover Radio Live, with something very important that I need to share with you, so please listen carefully. It's courageous radio stations like this one that carry our show, Recover Radio Live, that need your advertising dollars to pay the bills to be able to bring you our show, just like your home group does to keep your favorite meeting alive. So if you have a business or someone you know does, you need to put money where your heart is, advertise on this station. Our listeners support with their dollars the advertisers that support the radio shows that they love. So if you or someone close to you has a business, any kind of business, car dealer, coffee shop, Recover Radio Live is heard in all 50 states and over 120 countries worldwide on air and or online at great stations like you're listening to right now. So if you want to grow your business on air and or online, advertise on this station and or with us online. If you're a listener, of course, do business with businesses that advertise on Recover Radio Live and on others on this station. For more information on how you can buy ads on this station, including our show, 888-SOBER-56, 888-SOBER-56. Thank you so much. We love you and we are so grateful for your support for Recover Radio Live.
Radio. Hey, don't forget to check out the brand new CRN website where you can find out all about your favorite shows. Just check us out at www.crntalk.com where you can email us and find out information about your favorite CRN shows and show hosts. All this and more at www.crntalk.com. Plus, you can hear all 6 of the CRN Digital Talk Radio networks. What are you waiting for? Go and log on to www.crntalk.com right now.